Blog Talk Radio.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo, que me di la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo manada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio
quiere una consulta. True Talk Radio, episode 132, todo encartado, todo encartado. Got my tongue tied already, starting off early. Here we go, True Talk Radio, episode 132. Bounce back. Hey, guys, shit. First time this year, you get two shows in 1 month. I think the storm is coming. Tax prices keep going up. NHL hockey, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. It's that time of the year. Boxing, you already know. Season round, year-round sport. So boxing don't stop. We continue. We've got a lot of news to cover, man. Got some fights from last week. Obviously, we had the show last week. Got some fights going forward this week, 420. And then you got some on the 27th. And obviously, the big one looms ahead. Canelo versus Jacob. So here we go. True Talk Radio, episode 132. Solo Dolo, True Boxing Hood. You already know what it is. And here we go, man. I'm going to dive right into it, man. Clarissa Shields gets the unanimous decision win over the Lady Hammer, Christina Hammer, who showed up. A lot of people said she was going to get knocked out. It looked like early, like we had a fight because she came out with that jab and looked like she was going to put in some work on Shields. Unfortunately, I think she kind of tired out. You know, she's dropping her mouthpiece, and I think Clarissa Shields just showed that dog in her. Like, there was just times where she was just hitting, even on the clinch, she was hitting, you know, just being a bully in there. And Christina was even looking at the ref for a few times for help, like, hey, she's hitting me. Well, guess what? It's boxing. But no harm, no foul, man. You know, both ladies live to fight another day. Christina can go on to continue to fight. She wasn't shut out. She wasn't blanked out. She gave a good account of herself. Those two-minute rounds definitely do fly by. At the end of the day, Clarissa Shields makes history, unifies the division. You know, Showtime, you know, main event. I'm not sure how the ratings were. You know, I'm not going to diss the women. You know, I'm going to give Clarissa Shields her props. I was a little disappointed, some of the talk after the fight. I mean, I'm going to get to that if I have some time. You know, the whole I'll fight guys and I could beat Golovkin and Porter. I don't think so. But nonetheless, man, she made history, joins the rank, you know, joins the likings of, you know, Bernard Hopkins and, you know, people who have unified, you know, Terrence Crawford. It's not an easy feat. I believe she's the seventh person. I believe, you know, she's like the second or third woman. I got to double check, man. But point, yeah, four guys and three women. And it looks like there's another fight coming up with Katie Taylor that's going to unify. But Clarissa Shields handled her business, got the win, didn't get the stoppage that she said she was going to get the win, and, you know, fights on to, you know, make her legacy. You know, she makes the claim that she's going to be the GOAT, you know, greatest woman of all time. We'll see what happens, man. A lot can happen. I think I said it. You know, right now there's a young Clarissa Shields right now watching. You know, she's plotting. You know, there's always someone young, you know, young gunner coming up aiming for that top spot. And, you know, I don't think this situation is any different. On the card, Samuel Peter, man, I talked a little bit about that, how surprised I was that he was still fighting. He lost to journeyman Mario Heredia. I think that's a clear indication of where Samuel Peter is at this point, despite the name. Who's next? Right? They kept saying that on the telecast. It brought back those memories. I talked about the young true Angel Hernandez. He suffered another defeat, man. I hope he gets his life together. It wasn't the Angel Hernandez that many expected coming off the loss to Ward. You know, Marcus Bates just looked that much faster, opens up a cut. Eventually the fight was stopped. But before that, Angel was getting rocked. Again, I wish him the best. I hope he bounces back. He's still young, man, but boxing, you can't play it. And you're my homie, you're my family. I'm always going to love you. Get the help that you need. Bounce back like round ball. And I'm always going to be here, man. I think at one point I talked about how you proved me wrong. Continue to prove me wrong, man. Become that world champion that you can be. And prove to everybody why you are the one. Represent that Hernandez clan. Forward, Texas. On the undercard, Jermaine Franklin got the unanimous decision win over Rydell Booker in a heavyweight attraction. There was a few heavyweight fights, and there was a few women fights. You know, it was that type of telecast. There was an upset. La Pumita from Argentina, Brenda Carbajal, gets the interim IBF title. You know, Elena Gardinard, she was brought in as the favorite. You know, she suffers a defeat. She lost, you know, clear defeat. And, you know, the upset, the underdog, La Pumita, congratulations to you. I hope you get paid. I hope you change your life. Nonetheless, you made your own little history. Props and congratulations to you. Shout out to Salita Promotion. Shout out to Dimitri doing his thing. You know, it's a hard sport to make a niche, you know, but he's trying. He's plugging away. He's doing his thing. And I wish him all the rest. You know, True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio, always going to ride with the boxing people. If you're real with it and you do it from the heart, 110%, baby, we're committed to you. From Monterrey, Mexico, Jaime Munguia got the controversial decision over Dennis Hogan. Majority decision at that. Judges had it 114, 115, 113, and 116, 112 for Munguia in his fourth title defense. And the young 22-year-old looked like a young 22-year-old. You know, 33-0, he improves to 33-0, 26 KOs. Since his destruction of Saddam Ali, this is just, you know, this is his fourth defense, but he's only gotten one knockout. I believe that was over Brandon Cook. The rest of those fights have been decision. That is why he is not at 160. All these people trying to rush him to fight Canelo, to fight Triple G, slow your roll. You know, obviously, even I think I was guilty at one point after we seen that destruction of Ali. I was like, yo, this guy's a monster. Call him sweet baby Jesus. I think we're down back to planet Earth. Definitely still young, has a lot left. But he definitely gets hit a lot. I think he made the fight closer than he needed to. He just let Dennis Hogan stick around and start landing shots. Sergio Mora, you know, the telecast, they were on point. You know, they called it how they called it. But it was a very close fight. Obviously, you know, Jaime Munguia is a long ways away. Me and some of my homies were talking about how he's still green, how he needs a lot to learn. Some were even saying he needs another trainer. I mean, that's for him and Zanfer and his team to decide. Nonetheless, Jaime Munguia, Tijuana, retains his WBO title out in Monterrey, Mexico. Definitely not the biggest fight or the best fight, I should say, that you've seen from Munguia, who's, you know, they're rising them. They got him on the fast track to superstardom. That's not the fight. That's not the type of fight that'll get you there. Diego De La Hoya gets the no contest. You know, unfortunately, it was a cut. You know, he fought Bernach. You know, the fight was stopped. There was no contest. It was like it never happened. Unfortunately for De La Hoya, you know, he just can't seem to get over that hump right now. You know, they're pushing him. He's got the name. He's got the skill set. You know, he's been on the pay-per-views, and they're trying to push him over, and, you know, he doesn't make weight. You know, unfortunately, shit happens, right? You know, no contest. So it's back to the drawing board. I hope he bounces back and he gets his shot. I talked about Patrick Tenejia, the Brazilian. He got a hard fought, razor close. If Munguia's fight was close, this was just as close, a majority decision win over the Mexican Mario Alberto Lopez. Same as with Munguia. Let's pump the brakes before we throw him in there with the likes of Triple G and Canelo and those guys. He's got a lot to go, and, you know, you have to look no further than his fight with Curtis Stevens and this fight with Mario Alberto Lopez. It was a tough, tough fight. You know, it's crazy how the sport of boxing is, man. Dennis Hogan has been in there with the likes of, you know, Andrade and a lot of different people, man, and you know, different outcomes, but I definitely think Hogan showed heart, and he called for the immediate rematch. I hope he gets it. If he does, you know, I doubt he gets neutral ground. I think L.A. or Las Vegas is as close as he's going to get. That fight ain't happening nowhere in Ireland. Jaime Munguia, his team, they're going to keep him in the States. Quillen versus Truax. I kept fucking up his name last week. Peter Quillen versus, you know, Caleb Truax. You know, that fight ended in no contest as well due to a bad cut in the second round. Unfortunate, it was an IBF super middleweight eliminator. You know, back to the drawing board, it's like the fight never happened. Sergey Drevchenko, he got the unanimous decision win over Jack Coke, who's fought Andrade. I got him mixed up. Hogan's fought, they all fought each other. Coke fought Hogan, so I was wrong about that earlier, the correction. I think the big fight from that was the swing bout. You had Vishon Owens, he got the majority decision win over Alexis Gaetan. I had Gaetan winning. It was that type of fight, back and forth, man. And I thought Gaetan did enough. You could tell by the crowd in Minnesota, they weren't feeling it. You know, Minneapolis Armory becoming a hotbed out there in Minnesota. Shout out to them. I always talk about that kind of stuff in boxing, hotbeds, you know, creating its own, you know, pocket its own niche in the sport of boxing, no different than Omaha, no different than L.A., which is a mecca, Las Vegas, the capital, New York, Brooklyn, San Antonio, all these little meccas, Chicago. I think you can add Minneapolis to that list, PBC, a lot of local promoters out there. You know, Greg Cohen, a lot of those guys been putting on shows out there. Salute to them. The big one from Friday, Lomachenko. No Mark Lomachenko, no more high-tech. He stopped Anthony Carolla. I said I had Carolla giving him a shot, saying that he may have his moments. It's going to be up to him to capitalize those moments. None of that. None of that. It was the Lomachenko show, dominated him, who suffered a hand injury. He didn't break his arm, his hand, so that's the good news. You know, obviously the bad news that he got hurt, but, he gets the win. He retains his WBO, WBA title. And Lomachenko looked like he's the goods, man, after the fight, saying, he called out Mikey Garcia. You know, him and Bob Arum took a few shots, with Bob Arum saying, I would take joy in Lomachenko beating the shit out of Mikey Garcia. You know, it all depends on Mikey Garcia, if he can make 135. Obviously, there was Teofimo Lopez out there lurking, saying, he talked to the homie Ryan, saying that, hey, two more fights and I want that shot. Basically, what he was saying is that he may not stick around 135, that 140's got his name. That they're calling him. That's what he was pretty much saying, and that if he can't go Lomachenko in the next few fights, he's going to move up to 140. Teofimo, who fights this Saturday on the Crawford, I'm going to talk about him a little bit, but he's on Lomachenko's bumper, man. Him and his dad, they've been calling him out. They've been playing these games, and I think it's working. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. Nonetheless, Lomachenko got the win, sustained the title, and he sold some tickets. You know, I think that was the big thing that I talked about is Lomachenko a draw? Is he going to sell tickets? People were saying ticket sales suck. And then, boom, Top Rank, right? Bang, bang. They've been in the game for a long time. It was a great event. It was great for TV. And I'll say it again, I wish it would have been on ESPN. But the real ones, the true boxer heads, we tuned in no matter what. And it was a good fight, man. It was as far as Lomachenko's side. He proved that he's a pound-for-pound fighter. And he just washed. He washed Carolla, who, I correct myself from last week, he is not the Cinderella man. He is the million-dollar man. But he didn't look like one. You know, obviously, he's always going to be a world champion. Props to him. But Lomachenko was just way too much. And the co-main event, Gilberto Sur Ramirez, who's no longer training with Zapati, got the stoppage over Tommy Caparnsi. Sergio Zurdo Ramirez looked good to me. I don't care what anybody says. That was impressive. If that type of performance was from Zurdo on a regular basis, he'd be a superstar. He's got the looks. He comes out with the hat. He comes out to the banda. You know, he represents Mazatlan. You know, he's there. But he just wasn't getting those KOs. This is his first KO in a minute. He stopped Tommy Caparnsi, who just got worked. And, he didn't come out the corner. He stopped in between rounds. So that's it. It's enough. But nonetheless, shout out to Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, who made a successful 175-pound debut. And there's a lot of fights out there looming. You know what I'm saying? He wants the nail. He wants Kovalev. And it's out there. So I'm pretty sure Top Rank is going to guide him right. Again, I mentioned a little bit that he may move to 168. Not sure what's going to happen. We'll see about that. I think the star of the night, aside from Lomachenko and Zurdo Ramirez, was also Arnold Barbosa, who got the KO over former champion Mike Alvarado, who was just outgunned. Props to Arnold Barbosa, who sold some tickets. He sold some tickets. He had the people in the house. And they showed out pretty deep. South Del Monte, shout out to them. Shout out to the whole team, Team Barbosa. Great win. Mike Alvarado, you got nothing to be ashamed about. Hold your head high. Always going to be a champion, bro. Once a champion, always a world champion. On the undercard, Alexander Buspin, I think he was the bigger overall. He's the bigger prospect, the bigger name to keep your eyes out on. He's got the win over Alfredo Blanco. True Talk Radio, episode 132. And I think that pretty much recaps a lot of the fights from this past weekend, or the fights that I at least want to talk about, and just pushing along, man. True Talk Radio, episode 132. Looking ahead to this week's boxing. Got some big fights. Trying to cover those fights and then just drop some news, snippets out there and keep it pushing. True Boxing Heads from this Friday, from Ontario, California, home base, DoubleTree Hotel. Shout out to them, man. I say elite of the club boxing shows. And we're always going to represent Thompson Boxing. They've always showed love. Shout out to Mr. Ken Thompson, who I hope one day makes it to the Boxing Hall of Fame because you earned it. You paid your dues. Shout out to Pierre. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to everybody affiliated and associated with Thompson Boxing. Respect from me. Respect from True Boxing Heads. And we salute you. But it goes on this Friday, April 19th, tomorrow, Locked and Loaded, Eric Duarte versus Jose Estrella. You can check us out. We posted a few of those photos. Shout out to Carlos OG, who's going to be out there covering the fights. Tickets remain. If you're in the area, I suggest you go out there, support the boxing, all boxing, not just the big fights, but shout out to Thompson Boxing. Also, from Austin, Texas, this is this Saturday, Underwood Promotions, Capital City Fight Night. Rashard Hicks takes on Dennis Knife Cheese. That's going down. Tickets are available at underwoodpromotions.com. Tickets start at just $35. There's a few Californian fighters that are making their pro debut. Jose Martinez from L.A. making his pro debut. Alfredo Martinez from Montebello. I think both Martinez, I don't know if they're brothers, but Jose and Alfredo, they both live in San Bernardino. Jose was born in L.A., Alfredo in Montebello. Shout out to Montebello. Shout out to East L.A. They're making their pro debuts. Peter Villanueva is making his pro debut. Shout out to them. And, again, tickets start at $35. They also have tickets for $50, $75, $100. $100 will get you ringside. $150 will get you VIP. Tickets are available. You can get them delivered at will call. Salute to Underwood Promotions. True Boxer Head, salute. You already know we're riding with you. Thunder Dignity Health Sports Park. Formerly StubHub, StubHub Center, the Mecca, where a lot of fights, just a lot of magic happens. Danny Garcia versus Adrian Granados look to continue that momentum, continue to try to build on that legacy, that StubHub. Let's see if it can carry over with the name change, Dignity Health Club. Sports Park is just one of those type of places. It's a perfect setup. You know, never rains in Southern California. Hopefully it doesn't, except when Valdez and, Valdez fought. But it's going down this Saturday. Granados is a live dog. Danny Garcia saying, hey, I'm a champ. Granados say, hey, you're just another fighter to me. One tidbit of information is this fight is not 12 rounds. It's only 10 rounds. So, that's a bit of a difference in the sense that they're going to get their work in real quick. It's not going to be like in the past where they try to survive. On the undercard, you got Andy Ruiz making his PBC debut, taking on Alexander Dmitrenko. Andy Ruiz, now trained by Coach Manny Robles and Estrellita, looking to shine this Saturday. Make sure you tune in. That's going to be on Fox. Also on the undercard, probably part of the TV, is Brandon Figueroa from Texas, the little brother of Omar Panterita. Figueroa, Brandon taking on Yornis Parejo for the vacant WBA junior featherweight title. That's going down. From London, England, on the zone, you got Lucas Brown from Australia taking on Dave Allen. And Derek Cesora versus Gashi from London, England. You got two heavyweight fights. Again, that's on the zone. You can watch it live from London, England. Lucas Brown versus David Allen versus and Derek Cesora versus Gashi. That's going down. And the big one, drum roll, on ESPN pay-per-view. Obviously, we know about the ESPN Top Rank collaboration. They've been working about it. I talked about it on the comeback show with Pulev and how the numbers were down. But before that, the numbers were doing great. Well, this is the first pay-per-view fight. Terrence Crawford, top three, pound for pound. Number one for me, number one, number two, depending on how I feel, because one day it might be Usyk. But Terrence Crawford gets to solidify that spot when he takes on Amir Khan, who's coming into the fight confident. Terrence Crawford, I can honestly say this is a legit test. I'm not going to sleep on Amir Khan just because he's been knocked out. I think he's learned from it. We're going to find out, right? Talk is cheap. With Virgil Hunter, Terrence Crawford, a lot's going to be said in this fight. We'll see if he goes, what if he goes the distance? What if Amir Khan has his moments? There's going to be people talking. Oh, Spence will kill him. That's why I'm just going to shut up and enjoy the fight, and I can't wait for it. I'm not one of those people who are quick to talk down on matchups, because just like you're quick to talk down in boxing, I don't see that same transition to other sports. It happens in all sports, but I'm not the one to knock my sport. I'm dedicated to the sport, and styles make fights, and it's up to these fighters to step up and rise to the occasion. And will Amir Khan rise to the occasion? And will Terrence Crawford prove that he's legit? Is he a pound-for-pound fighter? Well, we'll tune in. We'll be locked in. I'm trying to watch that fight. I think fight of the night is going to be Shakur Stevenson, who's had a lot of, trouble, a lot of beating video in Miami. I'm not going to talk about that now. We'll let the laws handle that, because he's got enough on his plate. He's got his, his plate full when he takes on Pitbull Christopher Diaz, former world title challenger. No question is Shakur Stevenson's biggest fight to date, a fight that he should win, but a lot that can be told. Is he legit? Is he going to slice through this dude is like he's done his other competition as he steps up, or is he going to come back down to planet Earth? Everybody already anointed Shakur Stevenson as the next one. Well, he gets his opportunity to shine. He gets an opportunity to prove himself against a legitimate foe. Diaz obviously lost against Ito in his world title challenge. You know, Ito came on the scene and just surprised everyone. We'll see. You know, it goes down. That's a great fight on the pay-per-view. Another great fight on the pay-per-view that I'm interested in is Teofimo Lopez, the takeover. The takeover continues. He's taking Adiz Talib. You know, again, I talked about Teofimo earlier. He's on Lomachenko's bumper. He was actually at the fight. He's got a big-ass fight. Pay-per-view card, he was out in L.A., you know, kind of spying on Lomachenko. You know, there was talks. Obviously, I don't need to talk about it. They made him go to a different hotel. Lomachenko refused to talk about him. I wonder if Lomachenko's going to pay the favor back and show up at that fight. And if he does, Teofimo gets another knockout, sensational knockout. Pretty sure he's going to quick to call him out. Felix Verdejo taking a big fight himself, taking on against Brian Vasquez, a legitimate foe. That's a good fight. Also, Carlos Adames, who looks to become the face of Dominican Republic boxing, taking on the Brooklyn Rocky, Frank Galarza. Y'all remember we had him on the show, told an epic story of how he came from nothing and how he's come up the hard way. Well, he's got a hard fight against Carlos Adames, fight leading into the ESPN pay-per-view. You can actually watch it on ESPN, too, as well as all the prelims going down. They're going to be on ESPN, too. Great fight. I'm interested in that Carlos Adames versus Frank Galarza, the Stevenson versus Diaz, and obviously Crawford versus Khan. And I'm interested to see how Felix and Teofimo look. You know, obviously, both of those guys are A-side. Looks like Teofimo surpassing Felix Verdejo, who was supposed to be the goods from Puerto Rico. But he can make ground if he looks good against Brian Vasquez, former champion. We'll see how that goes down. And here we go, man, as the boxing world turns. I almost feel like I'm out of breath. And like I've said before, seems like when I do these 30-minute shows, I need more time. But I'm focused. I'm locked in. I'm just trying to get these shows in as we build back up to where we need to be and where we will be. It don't stop, man. True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio, episode 132, True Boxing Heads. Big news, man. Unfortunately, Big Baby Miller tests positive. He tested positive for GW-1516. He was denied his boxing license from New York. Vada popped him. You know, unfortunately, that's right now, it looks like Anthony Joshua is going to continue to fight. He'll fight no matter what. Luis Ortiz and a couple other guys that are being mentioned. But it looks like Baby Miller, he's out. You know, he's going to prove, you know, he's saying he's innocent. He's going to prove that he's innocent. But it doesn't look like he's going to have enough time to clear his name. The banned substance, GW-1516. I looked it up a little bit. I'm not going to act like this. I'm this fucking guru that I'm not a doctor, just a boxing guy. But what it does is increase your anaerobic power and endurance. You know, what it does, something about the skeletal muscle, it uses that fat and as an energy as opposed to carbohydrate. So what it's made for in a nutshell is to give you endurance. It says something about cardiovascular, you know, your endurance, which was one thing about, you know, Big Baby Miller. He's a big dude. You know, would he have enough gas? Would he have enough in the tank to take Anthony Joshua in deep waters? Because obviously he has the power. It was a big fight. I was looking forward to it. You know, he talked his way into the fight, you know, called him a pussy, called him a bitch, called him a fat, called him all kinds of shit at the press conference, and all for nothing at this point because I don't know what's going to happen. You definitely out. Anthony Joshua's going to fight, but I don't know if you get that opportunity again. You talked your way to that fight, and that fell through. I'm going to talk a little bit about the David Lemieux curse, man. Just last week, I was giving him a shout-out or talking about how he's going to be the co-main event. He sustains a hand injury. And he's out. You know, think about those times that he was supposed to fight, didn't make weight. You know, fights fell through. Him and De La Rosa, they couldn't come to terms, didn't fight, couldn't make weight. So many times, time again, I'm not sure how many more passes he gets. I mean, this one is not his fault. But the point is why even put him to that level where he co-main event only to get let down, man? I mean, at this point, I would say make him earn his way back up. You know, some important, you know, obviously that, you know, performance against Sullivan was A1 because he talked that talk and walked the walk and got the KO, but it does suck that happened. I'm not sure, like I said, David Lemieux, if he really was hurt. I mean, obviously, right? I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. It just sucks overall. I was telling the homies that, like, how many shots is this dude going to get? I called it the David Lemieux curse. Hope he bounces back, but at this point, man, I'd rather see him come up with less promotion and just see him earn his stripes back up. He's been at the biggest level, fought the BJ Saunders, came up way short. Obviously fought on Canelo pay-per-view, knocked out Sullivan, came up way short against Golovkin, and you know, let's see how he does the super middleweight. Supposed to be his debut, couldn't make it. LeBron James gets into the sport of boxing. You know, he's getting behind his 40 days Canelo versus Jacobs. You know, it's interesting that he's LeBron James. You know, obviously the king. You know, does a lot in the sport of basketball, and now like other people, you know, trying to cross over to the sport. I've always said it, man. If people do it for the love and they do it for the right reason, I'm with it, man. So LeBron James and Maverick Carter in the zone, they're produced 40 days uninterrupted. These are exciting times. This is what De La Hoya said. These are exciting times for the sport of boxing and this partnership between uninterrupted and the zone is yet another example of that. This is excellent for the sport as it will provide the kind of unique lens that only LeBron James and Maverick Carter can bring. At the same time, there's no better way for them to start this partnership than by featuring the most important box event this year. So Golden Boy is proud to be a part of it. 40 days, Canelo versus Jacobs. That goes down in a couple weeks. It'll be locked in and loaded. A couple of news tidbits, I should say. James Kirtland hooks back up with Ann Wolf, signs with Davies Entertainment. Andrew Concio, who I was talking about last week, getting awarded his title by Oscar De La Hoya, not Oscar Valdez. Not a lot of people caught it. I caught it. A few people called me out on that. It was actually Oscar De La Hoya. But that's what happens when you got nobody running with you. It's raw and uncut. And it's freestyle. It's one take, one shot, one take. But that was Oscar Valdez. Well, anyway, Andrew Concio, he got the rematch against Alberto Machado. That's going down June 22nd. Shawnee Monahan. You know, true right there. We had him on the show. Good guy. Always show support. He's going to retire at 29-3 at 37 years old. He's 3-4 in his last fight. He's fought Marcus Brown, Sullivan Barrera, and just came up short against Callum Smith. He called it quits. Austin Trout will take on Terrell Gachet May 25th in Biloxi, Mississippi. My old stomping grounds from my Air Force days out there in Biloxi, Mississippi. Devin Alexander will be taking on Ivan Redcak, who's moving up. That fight is scheduled for June 1st, somewhere in SoCal, to be determined. Roy Jones keeps plugging away with the UFC Fight Pass. Their fighter, Aston Calcetti, the Filipino, he's going to be taking on Kazuto Akoa June 19th in Osaka, Japan, for the vacant WBO junior middleweight title. That's going down. Oscar Valdez, he's going to be making his return to the ring June 8th. No other information except June 8th. Triple G will be taking on Stephen Rose, as we mentioned last week. That's official June 8th at the MSG in New York at a catch weight of 164 pounds. A lot of people clowning or giving Triple G a hard time. You know, that cherry picking, that word is, you know, it's rampant now in the sport of boxing. Someone doesn't agree with it, they throw it out there. But a lot of people, you know, how is Triple G going to make his comeback against this guy that's ranked 94? And it is at 164 pounds. We'll see how it goes. I talked a little bit about Clarissa Shields earlier. I also seen this video. I posted it on True Boxing Heads group where she's kind of talking down on some fans or these people who their fighter won. I was kind of disappointed in that. But other than that, man, she got her big win. I'm sure as this boxing world turns, we'll talk a lot more about Clarissa Shields. You know, a lot needs to be said or seen. I'm not sure she can mess with the likes of Golovkin and Thurman and Porter, but nonetheless, man, shout out to everyone who supports. Shout out to the homie Joe Rome. Shout out to Val. Shout out to Artie and Lou. Shout out to Sean Hicks. He hit me up a while back. I want to say a week or two. I guess he tuned into the show. Salute to you. Shout out to everyone who supports. Again, shout out to Underwood Promotions. Shout out to Thompson Boxing. Shout out to Salita Promotions. Tune in this week. Top Rank, Terrence Crawford versus Amir Khan. You got the Danny Garcia versus Adrian Granados. You got the Thompson Boxing locked and loaded. You got the zone fights. And it don't stop, man. As the boxing world turns, True Talk Radio, presented by True Boxing Heads, episode 132. It don't stop and it won't stop. One shot, one take. One shot, one kill. That's how we do it. I'm looking to come back next week or the week following, which will lead us into the big one, Canelo versus Jacobs. I'll be out there. Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to my pops who's out of the hospital. We're doing good. We out here, baby. Represent True Boxing as True Talk Radio. Bang, bang.